welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. 2018 was an interesting year in the craft beer world. Hazy IPAs continued to explode around the world. Pastry stouts and brut IPAs were trendy. AB InBev, parent company of Budweiser, bought more craft breweries, and a number of established breweries closed. Among those, Tallgrass Brewing of Kansas, long a staple of craft beer fans in South Dakota. The state of South Dakota saw legislation passed that should open things up a bit for craft brewing. Several breweries opened in the state, and several more are in the works. We also saw a closure, with Watertown Brewing shutting down their tap room. Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing and I sat down, talked about 2018. It was a bit of an up-and-down year for craft beer.
Well, we've continued to see consolidations. You know, there's continued to be small brewers. We've seen the production stop on a couple breweries that, you know, that I wouldn't have assumed. And then, of course, we've seen a rise of South Dakota breweries. I mean, just a massive rise of South Dakota breweries. So, the South Dakota is a little bit behind the wave, maybe a little bit, but that's okay because it gives us a chance to understand where the wave's at and what's happening here. And I think craft brewing in South Dakota is alive and well. The rest of the nation, it's getting tight, but it's been getting tight. So, I mean, that's not news. That's just the facts.
Well, I think what we're seeing is a continued swing to the local model.
So, yeah, the local scene is what's going to happen. You're going to see still a continuation of small Pico breweries continue to operate. I think the brew pubs that are operating have become destinations, not just for the beer, but I think there's a cultural and an atmosphere thing that has come up. They're usually places that you can bring families. People play games. There's usually some good grub. It's more of the pub of old, I think. I think a lot of people see brew pubs as something beyond just a bar, and I think that will continue to happen. I think people still need a sense of space, a place to belong and hang out and meet friends and bring family, and I think the brew pub model fits that really accurately.
I think you hinted at it. South Dakota still has room to grow, mainly because so few South Dakotans yet drink craft beer.
Oh, yeah, and it's grown every year, but there's still a number of people, probably people that are listening to this radio show that haven't stopped down and try it, and that's okay. There's a lot of space. There's a lot of space for us to grow here. And with the access that people have now at the liquor store and stuff, I think that helps encourage people to go out and try new things. I mean, if they end up at the liquor store, at the gas station, or even at their local supermarket, they're going to just see so many colors and sights and packaging. They won't be able to avoid the fact that there's hundreds and hundreds of beer styles now. And I think once people try that and understand that, it's a pretty straightforward transition for them to say, well, what do we got around here?
Part two of our discussion on 2018 when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as Seth Cook and I look back at 2018. In part two of the conversation, Seth discusses the year at Wooden Lakes. He says it was a great year.
Because we had so many new people coming to try new things, that our business was thankfully pushed in a direction that really was dedicated to innovation and brewing new things and doing those things. And
made more beer than you ever have, and you sold most of it
right here. Right, and that was the that was the direction we got pushed in. Is people wanted to try new things, so that's what we did. We tried new things. We did new IPAs. We did Pub Keep Series beers. We did salted caramels. We did chili beers. We did all kinds of cool stuff. And it went really well here because our customers got engaged with it, our staff got engaged with it, and that by nature didn't allow us to have a whole lot of space to distribute because we were just turning beers and doing things here. So if that's a indication, I mean, maybe we could extrapolate that and make that as an indication of the market in general, I think that's where things are going.
You mentioned as we're talking right now, you have more beers in the tank of your own than you ever have before.
Right, and credit to our brew staff. There too. We have a number of staff members, not just in the brewery, but in the office and in the front of house that have really come into their own this year. And that's probably one of the things I have to be the most thankful of 2018 and have really taken initiative, taken authority over the things they do. And we have a fantastic amount of beer in the cooler right now because the staff has stepped up and we challenge them to do this. And said, this is where our goal is. And they've done a very good job. Have we hit everything, all of our goals? No, but man, they've done a super job, and I won't take anything away from their accomplishments now. 2018, I probably would say, is a year of great staff, and we always have had good staff here. They've always had great staff here, but 2018, we've been exceptionally blessed with folks that have got into it and bought into it, and none of this we would do is possible without that. So that's probably the next transition into 2019 is to build upon that. You know, there's room to grow for each of these staff members. I think 2019, we're going to see more events. We're going to see more new beers. And I think we're going to see more of the things that people have come to love here. And it's because we've got some really good staff members that are ready to go out and really plant a flag and say, this is our brewery too.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, Happy New Year. And remember, drink local and drink responsibly.